My name is Scarlett Marlowe, and I'm a student in urban archaeology.
370 feet beneath this point is a hidden chamber
that might contain a critical missing piece of our history.
How are we supposed to get down there?
Catacombs. There are 200 miles of tunnels right underneath our feet.
You're holding the remains of 6 million corpses.
Stop. This is the Empire of the Dead.
These are human bones. We go through here?
Let's do it.
Slow and steady, yeah?
I think I'm stuck.
Just breathe with me, please. It's okay.
What was that?
Abandon all hope. That should have been the thought process when you walk into this movie for the horror genre. Once you realize, oh, this is just another boring ass horror film that's filmed POV style. That's amazing. That's what the people want to see more, right? No, people we hear talk about as below, so below. Another boring addition to the horror franchise genre, whatever the hell you want to call it. As you can tell, I was bored by the film, I'm not gonna lie. Didn't get a screener for this one, so, you know, obviously, always, well, none of these horror movies I never get a screener for, so, took the fiance, went to go see it together, not gonna lie, about 40 minutes into the film, she fell asleep. I had to kind of fill her in when she woke up the last 10 minutes, but it didn't make any damn difference here. So, people, we here, what can I say about this? You get pretty much a team of explorers. It's almost like Samuel L. Jackson got the Avengers together or something like that. Except you got a only black person here is the cameraman. So they had a white chick get the team together. You know, ignorant-ass white people assemble or something like that. So they're looking for some stone. They're looking for a rare artifact here, which I'm not going to lie. Halfway through the film, you forget what they're even looking for. An adventure off in the catacombs of Paris. They got to keep going down. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, what was it, 10,000 feet below? No, they wasn't no 10,000. 1,000, maybe 3,000, 5,000, somewhere around there. But they come to find out that... Basically, the film was just about looking for this artifact and this team then discovering that there's more to these caves than meets the eyes or whatever. It's damn near pretty much the devil. Because they pretty much... If I'm not mistaken, I got excited at this part, I'm not gonna lie. They went to hell. And I ain't using that as no metaphor or nothing like that. I think they literally went to hell in this movie. And you didn't get to see the goddamn devil. Now, I was expecting the devil from This Is the End. I was expecting the devil dick. Because I remember when I first saw that room, and it was fire, and you hear this man screaming and shit like that. The first thing that came to my mind was, that devil's gonna fuck each and every one of y'all. And I cannot wait to see that. But to get break that down, I don't even know if this will be... it is a horror, don't get me wrong, whatever. But for me, it didn't feel like a horror film because... But then again, I guess you really don't see that. This is a found footage, people. But at the same time, you never... Well, I guess you don't never see that in horror found footage films. You don't get to see any of the ghosts or demons or anything like that. I mean, you get glimpses of them. There's quick shots of them, but no one can ever keep... They can imagine, they can keep the camera... on themselves when running and shit, but as soon as some shit jump out, that camera is nowhere to be found anymore. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this: I hate found footage horror films. I think they're horrible. The reason why for me they don't work is because they're trying to make these horror films realistic, and I think the problem with that is everybody knows that that's some bullshit. So stop trying to make these things realistic. So going into this one, I mean, I thought the opening was. It was intriguing. It had my interest, to say the least, but it lost me with the whole shaky cam shit. That shit was getting on my nerves so much. I mean, that technique is such a played out... It's all... At least 3D is getting better. I was going to say, like, 3D, but 3D is somewhat getting better. I'm starting to notice it a little bit more in films, big blockbuster films I go see. But with the found footage genre, that shit is just... It really taking you out of the film, because I was getting annoyed with the shaky cam throughout the whole of the movie before they even entered the catacombs. So... Let me name down some of the actors. This is directed by John Eric Dowdle, who did Quarantine and Devil. Devil, I hate it. Quarantine, I thought that was a pretty interesting ripoff of Wreck. But I did like Quarantine. I'll give them that. And I definitely got some Quarantine vibes in this film. But I don't think it ever... I don't think it ever hit those beats of Quarantine, to be honest, in here. And one of the reasons why is because it gets completely boring. You got Perda Weeks, she plays Scarlett. Ben Feldman plays George. Edwin Hodge plays Benji, the black guy, the only black man in here. Apparently, he's the cameraman. Don't know why this Negro is down here. You got Francois Civil, who plays Papillon, or whatever the fuck his name is. Marion Lambert plays Susie. And Ali Marizzi, who plays Zed. Zed cracked me the fuck up. How the fuck did he live? He didn't have a word of dialogue in this film except, you want to see me rap? I show you how to rap. I was like, what the fuck? A French man rap? I kind of want to see that. And it was amazing that he actually lived. Cause I was just like, why the hell they keep this nappy-headed Negro alive in this film? So basically, you got Scarlett. She's like... she's living in her father's shoes, if you will. He died over this shit. Looked like, from what the movie was like, it looked like he hung himself. Because they were trying to say he was batshit crazy on this discovery. But this girl pretty much spent her whole life dedicated to finishing up his work. And so she finally gets a clue, if you will, when she finds these stones in, I think it was Iran, if I'm not mistaken. And it tells her about where this stone is located. So she's pretty much an archaeologist. And then she goes get George, the character that plays, the actor that plays George, because obviously he can read this language that no one speaks, I guess, or whatever. And, you know, Benji, obviously he's filming it all, so he's just pretty much there to get some film footage here. Which, that should have been enough to tell that Negro, I'm not going down those fucking caves, I don't care. Papillon, they run into him in a club, and they found out he has the equipment and guys that's been through these shits. They know these underground tunnels better than anybody. What threw me off is you got George here, who he has a fear of. First of all, he doesn't do underground caves or anything like that, because his brother, we find out that his brother drowned, and we later find out in the movie that he couldn't save him. So, you know, he doesn't do caves, obviously. And the last time he was with this chick, apparently he got arrested in Turkey. Because she pretty much just kind of sold them out, I guess, if you will. She just left them behind. But you can tell, obviously, they had some history together where they were fucking or something like that. And you kind of want to see them do it again because this girl in here is pretty fucking hot. And he looks like a cool guy. So they should have just got done the fucking. But as soon as they get to the caves, which they have to find a way around it, I don't know if these was the police or what, but someone just tackled them. And then George was just forced to go down these tunnels because they couldn't go back that way. Now, I don't know if they necessarily if they couldn't go back that way because Papillon, he threw some tear gas out or smoked the cops away or whoever the hell it was. Personally, I didn't know who it was and why the cops tackled them in the first place, to be honest. I didn't get that at all. I was like, is this supposed to be like a Mike Brown case here or something like that? What is this? Cops just hitting anybody or are they trying to show that fair equality? And cops, they don't give a fuck about anything. They'll just hit anybody that comes their way. So the further they go down in here or whatever, they start seeing things. It's trying to meant to say that which they never explore on this aspect of the film, which I thought was probably the weakest point of the film because they're bringing up all these. You see in the trailer, like, this is the piano that I look like the piano I grew up with. That comes back. And then even the Papillon character, there's a guy burning in a car, and he's just like, you didn't save me or something like that. And I'm just like, we never once got into that guy's background, so why would they even put that in there? So it's like, what the fuck? And then, you know, obviously, I think the only strong one really was Scarlett seeing her father hung a couple of times and stuff like that, because obviously that would still haunt you because that has an effect on her. But for George, the whole piano thing and stuff like that, they never got into, this cave. It pretty much just strikes on our fears, what haunts us and stuff like that. They never once explored that in the film because they're pretty much just like, let's keep moving. Let's just keep going. I thought the movie... Well, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna lie. I got bored halfway through the film, too. About the 10-minute mark where it was interesting. Then after that, it was just like, y'all gonna get to these caves or not? Because it took like a good 35 minutes to get to these caves, at least. And when they get there... It's so light and tame that it's uninteresting. I think the only... You know, I don't even think that was interesting, to be honest, or whatever. Because I was going to say, there was probably an interesting part when Benji got caught in the... When he was trying to climb up the bones and stuff like that. And people, you see this in the trailer, too. But the thing about that was, it's just like, all you gotta do is move the bones out the way or whatever and shit like that. It's like, people come back and help them. So, I don't know. I'm not claustrophobic, so I didn't get that vibe for it. So for me, that didn't really bother me. I guess there was the way it was set up there, the moments of claustrophobia and surreal lunacy. You could feel that in there. So I'm not gonna say that was done poorly, but for me, I have no interest in these characters, because the reason for me for going down there was stupid in the first fucking place. It's like, why the hell would you want to go down here? Fuck that stone. I know you're an archaeologist and all, but to me, this just sounds like another white people saying, fuck it, I want to go to hell. I mean, once you find out how far this shit is down in the ground, where you got to burrow underground, when they even set up that, like, these things used to cave in and shit like that, it's like, and you still want to go down there? It's like, I can't feel anything for these people. That it's pretty much like the James Franco in 127 Hours. This is like, but the best thing about that movie is that he don't want you to feel sorry for him. And I'm not here, and I'm not saying that they want you to here, but at the same time, I don't feel nothing for these people, because they shouldn't have took their ass down here. And plus, their acting wasn't that great to keep me invested and interested in going in with them. So the claustrophobia, I thought that was done well, but I just didn't care for it. But the cliche and slightly hand-me-down script, it's neither scaring or doesn't amuse it in anything. I mean, the pop-ups, the scare tactics here, the jump scares, none of that shit works in the film. And, you know, when they find the stone that they're looking for, we then find out this shit can revive people that's been injured or something like that. And I'm just like, okay, this went from horror film to supernatural to fucking fantasy now or something like that. I mean, who the hell? No one said this stone could do this. So then we find out this stone can do this, and then we don't explore that really that much no more. I mean, they bring up elements in the film that get left behind because by the third act of the film, which is pretty much the last couple of minutes in the film, or maybe the last 30 minutes, if you will, they turn the movie into straight horror. Straight horror. And the shaky cam is all the way through. And I think the problem with it was is that since they try to go for the scares and stuff like that, it loses the focus on what the main story was about, because I'm not gonna lie, like I said, it got boring and I was unamused like a motherfucker. I was ready to wrap it up because all the screaming and stuff. And then when you find out that, like, because abandon all hope at the beginning of this review, there's an inscription read that they're pretty much in hell. Everything's been flipped upside down. They went 1,000 feet even more down. People are dying left and right because of their fears and stuff like that, which they never longer on there, because the main girl here, Scarlett, she's just trying to rush through this or whatever. It's almost as if this shit doesn't affect her. It's almost as if the ghost in here was... It's almost like they lived in a world that ghosts did exist. None of this shit was shocking to them, I won't say them, but Scarlett herself. She's almost as if she's been seeing this shit her whole goddamn life, which they never explore any of that stuff like that. Because there's a scene, people, where she's literally running and ghosts are popping up and she's just smacking them down with the camera and shit like that. And I was just laughing like, wow, it was almost as if you go to like Not Scary Farm or Six Flags Fright Fest or something like that, and then someone just pops up out of nowhere on you and you just kind of shove them to the side and shit like that. That's what this movie felt like at the end of the film. Pretty much felt like a Halloween haunted house or some shit like that. So, to get to the ending here, we find out that the stone, pretty much, like I said, abandon all hope when you enter here. So they're pretty much saying that this is hell, because she even said that too. They're going to hell. And you see all these imageries here and whatever, but nothing never plays on the fact. Now, I don't know the budget on this film, maybe it was just cheap, but they never play on the fact that they're actually in hell. You see a guy in a hoodie. I'm thinking it was Trayvon Martin and shit. Because it's just a big, tall-ass black man sitting in a chair, and he's got a hoodie on. He's got a white mask on, I guess, or something like that. And then he's not moving. Then he just suddenly gets up, and he's just walking in the shadow in the background. There's a random chick that's just in the background. Apparently, she's got a boner for Benji because she murders his ass, but you don't ever see her again. Matter of fact, they even see these bitches when they first enter. And I remember Papillon going like, oh, these people look crazy, whatever. It's just like, come on, man. Dude, that look like crazy? That look like some goddamn ghosts. These motherfuckers are in a tunnel right now. After you guys done dug down here and they got candles and light, that look like a cult. I don't know what you're talking about crazy. If that don't set you off the rockers of being worried, then what the fuck would? Apparently nothing in this film. So, before they even get into the cave, the shit was already dumb. They had warning signs, don't bring your ass in here, but yet they still wanted to go. And understand, halfway towards the end of the film, they get locked in the cave. So I can understand the feel of pushing on, but then after that, the movie just drags on, and you really just wanting it to end. And like I said, I had to keep nudging the fiance or whatever to wake her up and shit like that, because she started snoring and shit. So I'm not going to lie, I wanted to join her, because it was a late night when we saw this, and I was just like, man, I could have stayed home for this shit instead of paying for this shit. I better get paid back for this. That's all I know. I guess so. We see to wrap things up. George gets injured because you see in the trailer people when they say what's that? The little skeleton jumps off. Apparently that thing bites George, and they trying to use the stone to heal him, but it doesn't work. So she's just like, oh, I have to go back and put the stone back, and everything will be okay. And I'm just like, wow, I don't get no more cliche than that. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. And so, she literally, it takes them an hour, probably even more than that, just to get through these caverns in the first place, get to where they were at. This bitch literally runs back, climbing a wall and shit like that and all that, from where they first found the stone, and she puts it back. And then she makes her way back in like 5 minute time span and shit. I said, you guys should have just ran through this fucking thing the whole damn time then, if that was the case. If it didn't take that fucking long. It was kind of annoying just to see that part. I really wish they just didn't show that part of me. Like, maybe she could have found like a secret cavern that led back to that place or something like that. Because when I saw that, I was just like, you mean to tell me I walked with these people for 40 fucking minutes and they literally could have just ran their way. Didn't need to use these cords and all that. Could have just climbed up that motherfucker just like she did. And they could have got back that easily. And I had to sit here for 40 fucking minutes and watch these fucking people. Fuck you, movie. Okay? And then when they get back, this is the part where they try to explore that it's their fears and shit like that. Because Scarlett tells George and Zed, for some reason who lives in the movie, everybody else dead except for him, has no lines. They're just like, We have to think about what we fear the most and acclaim to it. And they just chant it out, and then they just jump through this hole. And then next you know it, they land safely. And you just like... And then next you know it, they open up a sewer hole, and then they just get out of it. And the next you know it, it's back to normal. And they hug each other, and it ends. And I was like, okay, fuck you, movie. fuck you, movie, down the holy ass. And you mean to tell me we finally had a movie where, in recent memory, where they go to hell in a horror movie, and they don't explore the aspects of hell? Fuck you, movie. All I saw was a goddamn tall-ass black man. I saw a fucking Benjamin Button, pretty much. Tall-ass old black man standing in the middle of fucking nowhere. And all I had to do was watch him walk. And then for these motherfuckers to not even get injured or anything like that, get healed right back to fucking normal. Because by the way, people, once you put the stones back, George just stopped. His marks and everything are all back to normal. He's fine. He's perfect. Nothing wrong with his ass no more and shit like that. This is the problem with fucking horror movies. It's a fucking joke. They always set up with something like, oh, this could be an interesting concept here, whatever. This sounds like it could be interesting. But then halfway through the film, and this is almost damn near every horror film, except for Sinister. That one actually had clever characters in it. Everything just becomes so cliched, and everybody is just stupid to the point where it's just like, I can't believe you would do something like that. And as far as the motivation for going down here in the first place, I'm no archaeologist, but for me, it was pretty fucking weak. I mean, I see her explanation. I don't see everybody else's here. Pretty much what they told Papillon and his crew is there's treasure down there. And someone was to walk up to me and say, there's treasure in this cave. Can you help me get in? I'd look at her and be like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck away from me right now with that nonsense, what are we in, pirate days or something like that? No fucking treasure just laying around somewhere. Come on now. And if there is, it's probably fucking booby trap, you stupid bitch. Jesus Christ. Like I said, started off with an interesting premise, but we're getting on that point right now where the ending was so mind-fucking that, to me, I lost interest in the film. I was ready to again. And mind you, to make it even more mad, they closed off the freeway to where I'd see it, so I'd take the longer route back home. So I was a little bit more angry. I was kind of pissed off, I'm not going to lie. So I was like, I can't believe I wasted my time with this movie. This is definitely getting another bona fide fuck it. And apparently, this does not help the horror genre at all here. Abandon all hope is Ooh, that was a strong title. Subtitle to call to put in your movie or whatever. But Abandon All Hope for the Horror Genre may be a better subtitle for your next movie.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.